The South will rise again, says the governor of the state of Alabama.
We're going to reach out to everyone that's hurting, and it's going to take days. It's not, or weeks. It's not going to be a quick response, but we're going to do it as quickly as we possibly can.
That's Alabama Governor Robert Bentley reacting to the severe weather, which with shocking violence and devastation tore through the South last night. A state of emergency becomes a state of vulnerability as the spring of 2011 claims more lives. It's the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. On this Thursday, April 28th, we want to thank our colleagues at WBMA in Birmingham, Alabama, like many across the South, assessing the damage this morning. More on the weather in just a moment. I'm John Hockenberry on The Takeaway. Celeste Headlee is out this week. Let's take a look at the morning's top news. The death count at this point, 85 people killed in five states across the Deep South, including 61 in Alabama alone, as a vicious series of tornadoes and storms cut a swath of destruction.
I was just holding my little girl in the closet as tight as I could, and she had no idea what was going on. She was just saying, Mama, Mama. And I was just, oh, God, I can't even imagine.
From Pell City, Alabama, that's resident Eunice Milligan, who survived a mile-wide tornado that cut across her state. One massive tornado was caught on video as it barreled through the city of Tuscaloosa. Here's how it sounded.
It was just absolutely huge. I've never seen a tornado that big in my life.
The twister killed 15 people in Tuscaloosa, left hundreds homeless. And it's not just tornadoes. Floodwaters are breaching levees across the Midwest, washing out farmland and communities. Today, the storm is expected to make its way through the Carolinas and up the eastern seaboard. Moving now to the crackdown in Syria. This morning, human rights groups say more than 200 members of the ruling Ba'ath Party have resigned in protest of the violence against civilians in Syria. Witnesses in the city of Daraa say a small but growing number of soldiers are being executed for refusing to fire on civilians. Yesterday, the United Nations Security Council failed to agree on a statement condemning the Syrian government for the crackdown. A military court in Bahrain has sentenced four anti-government protesters to death for the killing of police during the recent uprising there. And in Libya, a NATO airstrike accidentally killed 12 rebels in the city of Misrata. The United States ambassador to Libya says the death toll in the civil war may be as high as 30,000. Another win for corporations in the U.S. Supreme Court. The justices rejected class action arbitration, ruling that a company can require its customers or employees to arbitrate disputes individually rather than joining forces in a class action. Another setback for NFL owners yesterday. The federal judge who lifted the lockout 2 days ago has now denied the league's request to put the ruling on hold, a stay of the injunction. Pending appeals, the NFL draft begins tonight. Oil giant Royal Dutch Shell reports a 60% increase in its first quarter earnings. Not surprisingly, Shell says it made a $9 billion net profit in the first 3 months of the year as we're watching fossil fuel prices, oil prices, gasoline prices spike. Oil is trading at $112 a barrel this morning. It's been up and down all morning. First quarter GDP numbers out later this morning. Economists are expecting a 1.9% growth for last month or for the last quarter. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are flat for Wall Street this morning. The Dow gets underway at 12,690. The S&P opens at 1,355 and the Nasdaq opens at 2,869. Coming up this morning, tomorrow's the big day for the Royals. We've got a full program. We're sort of all over the globe and the map, emotionally and otherwise. We're going to look at the rows over who's invited, who's not. Also, we'll look at America's love-hate relationship with the monarchy, those conversations later on in the hour. And, of course, our focus is on the devastation in the South. The spring of 2011 is turning out to be much more devastating than even the very severe winter. Storms tore apart the lives of so many. We're going to go to Tuscaloosa, Alabama in just a few minutes. But if you or your family have been affected by the storm, we want your story. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We reach out to you. Reach out to us. Give us a window on what's going on in the spring of 2011.